Ho, Bojo, Ginwa, Manowabin, Miigwech for tuning into this podcast today. This is a Ho Mano Nikon, and I'm Sam, and this is Josh, and we're going to have a conversation about something today, and hopefully you'll get something important out of it, or at least you'll have a good time listening.
Okay, so this episode number 4, we're bringing to you from our virtual lab. Right, the lab inside our head. Anyways, we're going to talk about Animiki. We're going to talk about frequencies. I'm going to tell a couple stories. Sam's going to bring out his tuning forks. So buckle up. And we'll go full throttle. In Three Fires lore, one of the most important groups, like we're on the subject of the Animiki. Are these thunderbirds, and they, like I said, they were a mythical bird, similar to eagle or falcon, but way, way bigger. They controlled all the elemental forces, but they were also a divine source of magic in the Ojibwe caste of the wild shamans, which were known as the Jessakids. These are the ones that we hear about, were called the tricksters, the jugglers, the conjurers. They did the tent shaking ceremonies. But they're also healers, prophets, seers, and revealers of the truth. And they got this gift from the Thunderbird. And it's also recognized that the Milky Way is the Thunderbird's path, right? And the Thunderbird itself is in the constellation of Cygnus, which is known as Northern Cross. This is located where the Milky Way forks in two separate streams, and which many of us consider the entrance to the land of the dead. Sam, we'll get into this later on, but as I finish this thunder story, I'm just going to, the Animiki were known as thunder people, and they said they actually were, half humans, and that they married into us, and we have this gene, this genetic gene called the ESAP1. Basically, Tibetans and the Sherpa have it too, and it helps you live in high elevation, and it also keeps you able to survive the cold. So, like Inuits, they would have this gene as well, I believe. But anyways, there's a few stories that go back. Back even Skinner, he talked about how we were talking about there's this group of people that wore featherings as their leggings, And a lot of different Ojibwe and Potawatomi and Cree ceremony stuff. You always see the Thunderbird at the top for a reason, because that's where we gain some knowledge from. But there's a few stories that are relevant about the Animiki, because they are said to have assumed human form by tilting back their beaks like a mask and removing their feathers like it was a feather-covered blanket. However, there are stories that the Thunderbirds, in human form, they marry human families, and it says some people can trace their lineage to such an event. Families of Thunderbirds, I believe this will, if you say you're the Thunder Clan, this might be, now you don't want to say that, but this might be part of that right there. They kept to themselves, but wore human form, and they lived along the northern tip of Vancouver Island. The story goes on that other tribes soon forgot that the nature of these Thunderbird families, and when one tribe would take them as slaves, the Thunderbirds would put on their feather blankets and transform to take vengeance upon their foolish captors.
I'm gonna tell you why I'm mad.
Sam, I'm gonna share two short stories with you and everybody today, and it's also gonna be on the focus of duality. So I'm curious to hear whenever you, especially after this first story, I'm gonna go backwards, okay? So it's not gonna have that pleasant ending. There's a place that's known to Potawatomis up in the western part of in Marinette County. It's called Chekwa Bikweki, and I probably pronounced it wrong, so forgive me, my language needs tons of improvement, right, don't we all? Basically, it means Thunder Mountain. One time, there was a big serpent, and the serpent is the enemy, the mortal sworn enemy of the Thunderer, and that's why Thunderers are created, is because of these serpents. And a thunder was f- flying around this big hill, because at the top of the hill was a tree where they nested at, and Potts would always go up there and offer tobacco to the Thunderers for protection, safety, friendship. Anyways, this Thunderer was flying down. He seen a great serpent lying out sunbathing, and in the far off distance, he noticed there was an Indian coming up a hill. So he swooped down to get the serpent, and when he did, the serpent and him battled in the air. It was a great battle, and Thunderer had to drop him. It was a big serpent. This was a baby Thunderer, you know. And he dropped them, and they came to the top of the hill, and they're fighting. And out of the corner of the hill came up this Indian. He was not a Pot. He was just an Indian that's just kind of like in the neighborhood, I guess. So he'd never seen a Thunderer before. He never saw a serpent before. So he's just amazed at this battle. And the Thunderer says, "Hey, I need your help. I need your help. Friend, help me shoot the serpent with your arrow." And the serpent said, "Hey, help me and shoot the Thunderer, and if you do, I promise you my friendship to the end of time." Well, the Indian, you know, he did not know what to do. He did not know which one of these magical creatures, like which one's right, which one's wrong. So he stopped, he threw some tobacco down on the ground, turned his back, closed his eyes, pulled back on his bow and shot the arrow up in the air over his head and arched back. And when he turned around, he hit the Thunderer, right? He hit the Thunderer. He thought I was going to say serpent. He hit the Thunderer. And the shot hit the Thunderer just perfectly square in the chest. And it weakened him. And the serpent took the Thunderer down underneath the hill as a prisoner and locked him away. They say the Thunderbird's still there, and whenever there's a big storm at the hill, like I said, the hill's called Chekwa Bikweki. You actually see, in thunderstorms, you see lightning flashing underneath the hill. Sam, have you heard this story before? And did I butcher my language on that one? I bet you I did.
Jigwe Pikweki? Jigwe Bikweki? I think that's what the way it may be pronounced. Jigwe is thunder, and Bikweki, I don't know that word, but that key indicates that it's like a location, a land. But yeah, that spelling, it gets us all. It's spelling.
So I did a little research before reading the story, and Mariner County is in Wisconsin. You can Google it. There's actually a Thunder Mountain Overlook. There's tons of parks. It's over on Cauldron Falls. So my true question would be, after hearing the story, it's up in Marinette, is what does that mountain look like in the thunderstorms? Can you see the lightning underneath it? Have any of our listeners been there? Definitely, we're going to bucket list to Sam. Bucket list. Sam, do you have any tuning forks or anything like that with you today that you could demonstrate or give us a little bit more knowledge? I think the listeners would like to hear a little something you got.
Okay, today I've got some frequencies set up for you, and I'm going to play them. I've got these forks, and the first ones that we're going to start out with is what they call the Solfeggio set. That is the frequencies that are associated with music, classical music. So, hold on. Yeah, aren't they pretty?
Okay, that's cool, Sam. I really enjoyed that. Could you go into some detail about the 528? I've heard a lot about this frequency in particular, and I'm not a tuner, but I know you definitely are, man. Can you awaken us up?
Now, what is cool about 528 Hertz is that it is associated with more or less your white blood cells and the parts of your body that kind of help with regeneration of cells, and so it's called DNA repair. I've got another set of forks that are, it's a set of four, and they're all around the 528 Hertz. So whenever you get two that are close, it creates a wobble. And I will play those for you right here. Those two forks, that is adenine and thymine, and that's the A and T markers on your DNA. Now, the other two forks go together, and I'll play those for you right here. If you listen, you can hear there is a somewhat of an audible wobble whenever you use two forks. Those were the cytosine and guanine forks, the C and G markers on your DNA. And what you could tell with the first record or the first set there, it's a slow wobble. It's like whoa, 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 and the next one is fast. It's whoa, 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 whoa. Those affect the way that your brain fires with your spinal column. Your spinal column actually has all kinds of great stuff in there that will help heal your body. If your brain can only figure out how to communicate that that's what it needs, your body is an amazing self-healing apparatus. And it's just a matter of getting the brain to communicate what you want it to communicate. You have to really think this stuff to happen to get this communication going. And once it does start working together, it has to do with getting your left and right sides of the brain to work together. That's even difficult for most of us. So then if you can get them to communicate a clear message to your spinal column that has this spinal fluid that can be released into your body to really help you get over pain or even anguish or any kind of mental suffering. You just have to know how to ask. And so these wobbles, you could hear it there maybe in the recording, but they've developed something that's called binaural beats. And there's probably an app on your phone for them. And if you look them up, you can look into them. You can always contact one of us here and I'll help you out any way that I can to understand this stuff, because it isn't simple, but it is considered an advancement in medical science. A lot of doctors use sonar or like audible things to help people with problems, and so this is a way. This is a way. If you understand enough that you yourself can make a living. Or can at least keep yourself balanced and in better check during the day, in addition to anything else you may be doing. But these binaural beats, you'll hear one sound in one ear and one in the other, and you put your headphones in and it helps your brain function with your spinal column. But the cool thing about it is, whenever you have tuning forks, you can put one up to one side of one ear and one up to the next, and of course it's the vibration and the sound, and you can feel the audible wobble on your spine. It lets you know that it is actually happening. And so anyway, enjoy that. Fire, 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 fire.
And if you want to, if our listeners want to support the mission, I guess, of Sam and myself, feel free to go to our webpage. It's anchor.fm/MNO-NIKAN. You can find us on Spotify or whatever to help support us. Just go to our webpage, click support, and a couple options will pop up. You know, it's amazing how far 99 cents will go to two guys like us, right? So, hopefully right now we're actually trying to get money, do some traveling, because I really want to go up north and, you know, really get some good stuff going. So, thank you in advance, Miigwech. All right, back to the show.
The cool thing about frequency is that everything that we can understand or interact with or even experience in this universe has a frequency. Now, it's not easy to determine everything's frequency, but everything does have one. And so when we go through these frequencies, often one of them will kind of resonate with each living thing. And so this is a well-spaced out set, this Solfeggio set. Of course, it goes higher, and there are certain frequencies that are associated with different aspects of the mind and the body. And so you can actually raise your frequencies or get them into a certain resonance that helps your body operate better, because these frequencies have an effect on water, of course. And so if you can get all of your water molecules working well together, then there you go, there you have it. And so some of these frequencies have better purpose. And one of those frequencies is 528. 528 is a really good frequency, and of course these are all in hertz, and I'll hit you with some 528 right here. Yeah, that one goes pretty quick because it's a weighted fork, but that's 528.
Wow, Sam, that's really, really phenomenal. Okay, so, do you have anything left back there? Any last special fork that you want us to listen to? You know, I always know that you always got something in that bag of tricks. So, got a feeling. I wish I could see it, you know. I never actually got to play with a tuning fork. And like I said, we're all virtual here, right? I am out probably about a couple hundred miles, maybe 100 miles from Sam. But anyways, Sam, go ahead. I got a feeling you have something back there.
And this last one is, I saved something special for last. Anyway, this last one is a fork that I got. It said it was 64 hertz. And when I test it out, it's 111 hertz. So you always got to test out your stuff to make sure it's right. Anyway, and so initially I was upset because I was wanting the low hertz, because that would be much lower than anything else that I had, and I didn't know what I was doing. So this 111 that this one just magically is instead of the right frequency, I looked into it, and 111 hertz goes a long way back. It's incorporated into a lot of temples and places that people would get together a long time ago in the ancients. And the more that they look into this number, 111, the hertz is said to help heal in a way that destroys cancer. And so there's other people that are testing with frequencies up in the hundreds of thousands. And apparently the frequencies between 100 and 300,000 destroy specific cancer cells. Just have to tune them in. It's, of course, that's a lot of frequencies to check. Anyway, this will be a 111. it's really low, and anyway, it'll put you at ease. It'll make you feel mellow.
And Sam, I'm going to conclude with this last thunder story. There's a lot of thunder stories out there. Each one is nowhere near the same, although they all involve a serpent, the great horned serpent, or an underwater panther, which is also a serpent, or the serpent's underwater panther. Okay, so one time there was a young girl. She was very good looking, but she never got married. And finally one day, a handsome young man, a stranger, came around, talked to her, and she went away with him. They traveled a long time until they came to the big lake, and here, to her surprise, the man went down in the water. So she followed, but once she was beneath the water, it did not trouble her. It seemed just like air. Traveling a long way, at length, they arrived at a little house under the water where an old woman lived, who scolded the young man, saying, "I told you not to bring her here. She cannot live with us." But the young man said, "Yes, she can." And so they did. And every morning he'd start to hunt and return in the evening with a deer on his back. And this went the way for a long time. But then one day the girl woke up at night thinking she saw a great snake in the house. Frightened, she ran out and away. But the young man followed and caught her and said, "Why did you run away?" She goes, "I saw a big snake in the house." He said, "No, that was not a snake. That was only my clothes." And this happened several more times until the girl made up her mind to escape. And so on her trip for firewood, which was underneath the water, she would wander away as far as possible to learn the country to get away when the time came. So one day she started out after the man had went out for his hunt and went a long way before she was discovered. But at last she heard a hissing and a noise like a snake coming. The young man appeared. She said she was merely going over that hill to look around, and she went back with him. Next time she tried, and she began to hear the hissing of snakes coming. She thought of her dream helper, the weasel, and caught up on her, save her. So the weasel, which was her, I guess her totem, right? Her spirit animal. The weasel ran into the snake's mouth and down in the body, and it cut out the young man's heart. So the girl was able to swim back out of the water. When she emerged, the thunderers were waiting for her. They'd been waiting this whole time because they saw her go underneath the water with the snake. They carried in the air, and as they're going, she realized that, you know, this whole time she's really been underneath water. Like, it never actually sunk into her mind until she's flying over the great lake. While the thunderers have in the air, they're all poaching their claws at her and rubbing her body. And every rub, little snakes dropped out of her, and they fell down to the water. By and by, until there's no more snakes dropped out, she finally became a human again. And the thunderers took her back home. She told the people what happened. But she said, "I cannot stay with you. I gotta go live with the thunderers." But she goes, "I can tell you when I'm coming. When a cloud comes up making a continual rolling or rumbling sound, that is the noise made by my garments." Sam, are the little snakes gonna come out of you, buddy? You're the golden goose, right? Nah, I'm just joking. But anyways, this is just another one of those thunderer stories. There's a lot of them. You have any take on it?
Well, I hope there aren't any more coming out of me. But watch out. Now, I guess my only take on that story would be, you know, how the girl went down there. She wasn't aware that she was even in that environment. And, of course, she had a little tussle down there. And once she came up, the thunder beings there, they kind of knew what to do with her to get all those snakes out of her to go back. Maybe that has to do with sometimes we'll get ourselves into a situation we didn't even realize we were in, and to get back into the right world, you know, before we can really go home, you got to make sure and get all those snakes out of you, because a lot of times we'll take those back with us. Like if you had a bad day at work and then you go home and you want to talk about it, but you don't talk about it in the right way, maybe it comes out at the wrong time. So those are those little snakes. That means you just got to shake that stuff off day after the day of work's over before you go home and be with your family. I know not you, Josh. I know you're drinking your water and acting a lot better these days. But, you know, for everybody out there, everybody, it's always better to get those snakes out before you go sharing them with the world.
Thanks for joining in to this episode. Sam and I appreciate it. Hopefully we will be in the lab
together soon, the sound lab, that is, right? This so far seems to be working, what the seminar are doing. If you have any future stories you want us to talk about, or any topics between awareness, three fire stories, talk about different historical chiefs, talk about COVID, the presidency, whatever. We'll talk about anything. Just let us know what you want to listen to, or we'll just keep on talking about what's at the top of our mind. Migwetch. And we'll see you again soon.